Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have former governor, now Senator Rick Scott. Senator, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning. Your weather sounds pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. No, it's wonderful here. I mean, we'll take it here. It's going to be good. So first thing I wanted to ask you about, what is going on with these police reform bills? The Democrats just said no, hell no. They're not going to hear it. They're not going to talk about it in the Senate. Meanwhile, passing one that's never going to go anywhere out of the House. What's going on here?
Well, the Democrats don't want to pass anything. They want to have a campaign issue. This is, I've been up in D.C. for 18 months, right? Here's what I found about the Democrats. They don't want to pass things. They want to win the election. This is all about power. It's not about, oh, how do I help Americans? So take an example. Tim Scott from South Carolina put together a very good bill and said to the Democrats, oh, you want to change something? We'll have a vote on every amendment you want to do. Everyone, no limitation. But the Democrats didn't want to pass anything out of the Senate because the normal process is we'd pass the bill out of the Senate, we'd pass the bill out of the House, and then we'd go to conference. And then in conference, we'd work out the differences to hopefully pass a bill. So we want to deal with making sure another George Floyd episode doesn't happen. I hate what happened to him, and then my heart goes out to his family. And so we want to do logical reform. I've talked to our sheriffs or police departments. And said, what are your ideas? And that's what I took to the table. I know that's what Tim Scott brought to the table. With Democrats, no, they want to say, oh, we want to do it, but no, we don't really want to do it. So that's, this is just about trying to win the election in November.
It just strikes me as like, I can't figure out whether they justify this by saying to themselves, long term, this is how we actually solve the problem, or are they kind of admitting indirectly that the problem is not so bad that it can go ahead and wait another, 5 months or whatever, and we don't have to solve it for any period of time? It seems like that's almost the admission is, because the problem must not be so bad if we can go ahead and wait that long before we do anything to improve it.
Well, Andrew, think about this. Securing the border, take care of the DACA kids. Do the Democrats want to solve that? No. I mean, I haven't found anything they want to do other than what they want to do, spend your money, raise your taxes. Other than that, solve any problems? I haven't seen it in 18 months. It's how do you spend more money? How do you have bigger government programs so they have to raise your taxes? That's all they care about up there. Raise your taxes, spend more money. That's it. Solving problems? No, don't want to do that. Dealing with healthcare costs? No, don't want to do that. Fixing DACA? DACA kids? Don't want to do that. Fix the border? Don't want to do that. And law enforcement reform, don't want to do that. But they want to talk about it because maybe they think it'll help them in the election.
We have one of the things that you have been a very strong advocate on is the NDAA, and part of the NDAA that's kind of in process right now, the National Defense Authorization Act, is going to be things related to safety of the bases. Of course, we had the attack on NES Pensacola, and also some stuff related to names of ships maybe and of bases, military bases. Talk a little bit about what you're trying to get in the NDAA and whether it's going to actually get in there or not.
Well, right now, The amendment with regard to, it's called the Secure U.S. Bases Act, mm-hmm. which is a bill I proposed along with Joni Ernst out of Iowa. And it's basically to say, we're going to vet these individuals are going to come over and get trained on our bases before they come here. So we know, we don't have another, what the goal is, we know who's coming and we don't have another shooting like we had in Pensacola. And once you're here, you're going to continue, we're going to continue to monitor you. So the whole goal is to make sure this doesn't happen again. The individuals that we lost there, I talked to their families, and it's horrible this happened on a base. I was in the Navy. I never would have thought that when I was on the base, I was unsafe. That's exactly what happened. So that's in the bill right now, and hopefully we'll pass out of the Senate the NDAA. So we'll get that done. Now, also, there's a variety of ways of doing this, but there's a conversation about setting up a commission to review the names of bases. So if it's the name of a Confederate general, does that still make sense? And so that's a logical process. In contrast to a mob saying they're going to tear down our statues because they think they're right, and we have left wing mayors and governors sit there and say, "Oh, go ahead, we're not going to do anything." I did a video and put it up on my Twitter because They're going to tear down. They wanted to tear down. They didn't get it done last night. A statue of Lincoln holding the Emancipation Proclamation. And they want to tear that down. I mean, this is what happens under communism. When the communists take over, they tear down all the statues and rename everything. This is exactly what the left-wing mob is trying to do right now. In a country that is the beacon of hope for the world, we have the American dream. It's not the dream of some other country. It's people want to get here because you can be anything.
It's one of these things where, you know, it's a really good contrast, frankly, between the left and the right, because the left is outcomes only, no matter how you get there, getting the answer that they want, whereas we believe in the answer and the process. And the process, you know, of negotiating, talking, discussing, that has to happen, as opposed to just in the middle of the night, let's have a mob tear something down. We're talking to Rick Scott, senator from the great state of Florida. Senator, Marco Rubio had sponsored a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, and I didn't see your name on the first list of co-sponsors. Unless I missed it, have you added? Do you support that as a movement?
Well, I think we ought to look at all. I mean, I think Juneteenth, you know, we ought to look at that. But let's look at all the different, you know, holidays we have, and what can we do to make sure we're celebrating the right things. I mean, that is a wonderful day that slavery ended. So I believe in that. We ought to look at all kinds of things like that.
You obviously, you were the governor during a lot of storms. It was a thing that you worked on a lot as a governor. We are in COVID-19, and we are now seeing resurgence of cases. It's something we're all very concerned about, although the demographics are younger and not as concerning clinically. But we're in hurricane season, and we're all anticipating this. What's being done at the federal level to make sure that Florida is prepared for, as best as possible, if something awful happens, especially right now while we're during coronavirus and all the problems that's causing?
Well, I've been talking to FEMA. I've been talking to, you know, FEMA Director Pete Gaynor, and then I talked to the Commandant of the Coast Guard, both about what they're doing to make sure that, you know, they're ready with, you know, taking consideration, you know, COVID-19. You know, the way hurricane preparedness works is the first group is you want to get your utilities ready, you want to get your local government ready. And then the second is, what resources can the state provide? And then the third is, and the last one is the feds. Mm-hmm. And so I've been talking to all the federal agencies about making sure if there is a bad hurricane in Florida and they need federal resources, will we be ready? And what they told me, they're going to be ready. HHS, all of them.
Very good. Last question for you, sir, is, you know, obviously for a while there, the question of a second round of stimulus money had been very stalled. It seems like that's been moving a little bit more recently. Do you expect a second round of just cash payments to people that's going to come out of the Congress?
I think we're going to watch over the next month and see. You know, I think the focus ought to be on, one, making sure we get liability protection for our first responders and our small businesses so they can reopen. Number two, take care of the people that are unemployed. Number three, help our small businesses. That's what my focus has been all along. So we have to remember we've already committed $3 trillion.
Yeah.
We're going to end the year with $25 trillion. So we've got to really watch how we spend our money and get a good return on it.
Senator Rick Scott, former governor of the great state of Florida. Senator, always good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate the work you're doing.
All right. Have a great day, Andrew.